This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Crude oil using the benchmark New York price is now the lowest it has been this year, down, well, it's actually pretty flat at the moment, but it's down at $74.38 a barrel. That also means it's the cheapest since Russia launched its war on Ukraine. While your price may vary, the national average for gasoline retail is now $3.38 a gallon. That's where it was on New Year's. Marketplace's energy correspondent Andy Euler has more on the forces at work.
The price of oil, West Texas Intermediate, has gone from about $120 a barrel in the summer down to just about $75 now. The reason? Turns out there are lots of them.
Number one is the global economy.
Michael Knoll teaches economics at Texas Tech University in Lubbock.
One of the main drivers of going from 120 a barrel down to 75 a barrel is that we may be entering into a global recession.
Another factor, OPEC Plus just said on Sunday that it wasn't going to reduce oil production in the coming quarter.
So we've got, a little more crude on the market now than we would have expected maybe a week ago.
That's Hugh Daigle in the Petroleum Engineering Department at the University of Texas in Austin. He says not only is supply higher than expected, demand appears to be falling too. And here in the U.S., Daigle says that means the price of gasoline will likely continue to drop.
Forecasts that I've seen project that we will see further declines in the price of gasoline, perhaps go below $3 a gallon national average by Christmas.
A nice little gift for consumers over the holidays. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.